Text numéro 5. Adults and teens turn to dumb phones to cut screen time. Buried in the settings of many smartphones is the option to look up how much on average you're staring at your phone per day. It can bring an uncomfortable realization that what was supposed to be a useful piece of technology has become an obsession. Social media is built around FOMO, fear of missing out, so I felt like I couldn't get off it, 16-year-old Luke Martin from Canada told the BBC. Instantly I got Instagram and it was a downward spiral. Luke is not alone. According to a study by Harvard University, using social networking sites lights up the same part of the brain that is also triggered when taking an addictive substance. This has raised concerns about phone habits among youth. Some campaigners want age limits to be introduced for smartphone use. Others, like Luke, are choosing to swap their smartphones for much simpler devices, so-called dumb phones. His new phone only has texts, calls, maps, and a few other limited tools. My friend's usage is like 4 to 5 hours, I think, and that's how much mine used to be before I got this, he said. Now, mine's like 20 minutes a day, which is really good because I only use it for what I need it for. Parents are also turning to dumb phones, not only for their children, but to help themselves be more present for their families. Lizzie Broughton, who has a 5-year-old son, recently bought an old-style Nokia flip phone. It helped me recalibrate my own habits. I have way more quality time with my son, she explained. She says that when it's time for him to get his own phone, she'll choose a similarly pared-down model. Sales of dumb phones have been increasing in North America. At Dumb Wireless in Los Angeles, store owner Will Stultz caters to customers looking for low-tech devices. We have a lot of parents looking to get their kid their first phone, and they don't want them drifting off on the internet, he said. But giving up the smartphone is easier said than done. Mr. Stultz said some schools require pupils to have certain apps, and it is difficult to hold the line when children see their friends being given expensive smartphones, said Ms. Broughton. It's going to require a community of parents to actually be like, can we do this differently, she said. Meanwhile, Canadian teen Luke says he's planning to stick with his new device, much to the amusement of his friends. They think it's pretty weird, but at this point I'm like it doesn't really matter because it's helped me so much, he said. It's definitely taken me to a better spot right now. Adapted from BBC.com, June 2024.